When she was a child, she watched me, remember? When she thought I was not aware, Siona watched me like the desert hawk which circles above the lair of its prey. You yourself mentioned it. Leto rolled his body a quarter turn on his cart while speaking. This brought his cowled face close to that of Maneo, who trotted beside the cart. It was barely dawn on the desert road which followed the high artificial ridge from the citadel in the Serere to the festival city. The road from the desert ran laser beam straight until it reached this point, where it curved widely and dipped into terraced canyons before crossing the Idaho River. The air was full of thick mists from the river tumbling in its distant clamor, but Leto had opened the bubble cover which sealed the front of his cart. The moisture made his warm self tingle with vague distress, but there was the smell of sweet desert growth in the mist, and his human nostrils savored it. He ordered the cortege to stop.
"Why are we stopping, Lord?" Maneo asked.
Leto did not answer. The cart creaked as he heaved his bulk into an arching curve, which lifted his head and allowed him to look across the forbidden forest to the kind sea, glistening silver far off to the right. He turned left, and there were the remains of the shield wall, a sinuous low shadow in the morning light. The ridge here had been raised almost 2,000 meters to enclose the Serere and limit airborne moisture there. From his vantage, Leto could see the distant notch where he had caused the festival city of An to be built.
"It is a whim which stops me," Leto said.
"Shouldn't we cross the bridge before resting?" Maneo asked.
"I am not resting."
Leto stared ahead. After a series of switchbacks, which were visible from here only as a twisting shadow, the high road crossed the river on a ferry bridge, climbed to a buffer ridge, and then sloped down to the city, which presented a vista of glittering spires at this distance.
"The Duncan acts subdued," Leto said. "Have you had your long conversation with him?"
"Precisely as you required, Lord."
"Well, it's only been 4 days," Leto said. "They often take longer to recover."
"He has been busy with your guard, Lord. They were out until late again last night."
"The Duncans do not like to walk in the open. They think about the things which could be used to attack us."
"I know, Lord."
Leto turned and looked squarely at Maneo. The majordomo wore a green cloak over his white uniform. He stood beside the open bubble cover, exactly in the place where duty required that he station himself on these excursions.
"You are very dutiful, Maneo," Leto said.
"Thank you, Lord."
Guards and courtiers kept themselves at a respectful distance well behind the cart. Most of them were trying to avoid even the appearance of eavesdropping on Leto and Maneo. Not so Idaho. He had positioned some of the fish-speaker guards at both sides of the royal road, spreading them out. Now he stood staring at the cart. Idaho wore a black uniform with white piping, a gift of the fish-speakers, Maneo had said.
"They like this one very much. He is good at what he does."
"What does he do, Maneo?"
"Why, guard your person, Lord."
The women of the guard all wore skin-tight green uniforms, each with a red Atreides hawk at the left breast.
"They watch him very closely," Leto said.
"Yes, he is teaching them hand signals. He says it's the Atreides way."
"That is certainly correct. I wonder why the previous one didn't do that."
"Lord, if you don't know..."
"I jest, Maneo. The previous Duncan did not feel threatened until it was too late. Has this one accepted our explanations?"
"So I'm told, Lord. He is well started in your service."
"Why is he carrying only that knife in the belt sheath?"
"The women have convinced him that only the specially trained among them should have laser guns."
"Your caution is groundless, Maneo. Tell the women that it's much too early for us to begin fearing this one."
"As my lord commands."
It was obvious to Leto that his new guard commander did not enjoy the presence of the courtiers. He stood well away from them. Most of the courtiers, he had been told, were civil functionaries. They were decked out in their brightest and finest for this day, when they could parade themselves in their full power and in the presence of the god emperor. Leto could see how foolish the courtiers must appear to Idaho, but Leto could remember far more foolish finery, and he thought that this day's display might be an improvement.
"Have you introduced him to Siona?" Leto asked.
At the mention of Siona, Maneo's brows congealed into a scowl.
"Calm yourself," Leto said. "Even when she spied on me, I cherished her."
"I sense danger in her, Lord. I think sometimes she sees into my most secret thoughts."
The wise child knows her father.
I do not joke, Lord.
Yes, I can see that. Have you noticed that the Duncan grows impatient?
They scouted the road almost to the bridge, Mineo said.
What did they find?
The same thing I found, a new museum Fremen.
Another petition?
Do not be angry, Lord. Once more, Leto peered ahead. This necessary exposure to the open air, the long and stately journey with all of its ritual requirements to reassure the fish speakers, all of it troubled Leto. And now another petition. Idaho strode forward to stop directly behind Mineo. There was a sense of menace about Idaho's movements.
Surely not this soon, Leto thought.
Why are we stopping, my lord? Idaho asked.
I often stop here, Leto said.
It was true. He turned and looked beyond the ferry bridge. The way twisted downward out of the canyon heights into the Forbidden Forest, and thence through fields beside the river. Leto had often stopped here to watch the sunrise. There was something about this morning, though, the sun striking across the familiar vista, something which stirred old memories. The fields of the royal plantations reached outward beyond the forest, and when the sun lifted over the far curve of land, it beamed glowing gold across grain rippling in the fields. The grain reminded Leto of sand, of sweeping dunes which once had marched across this very ground.
And will march once more.
The grain was not quite the bright silica amber of his remembered desert. Leto looked back at the cliff-enclosed distances of his career, his sanctuary of the past. The colors were distinctly different. All the same, when he looked once more toward Festival City, he felt an ache where his many hearts once more were reforming in their slow transformation toward something profoundly alien.
"What is it about this morning that makes me think about my lost humanity?" Leto wondered.
Of all the royal party looking at that familiar scene of grain fields and forest, Leto knew that only he still thought of the lush landscape as the Bar Belama, the ocean without water.
"Duncan," Leto said, "you see that out there toward the city? That was the Tanzaruft."
"The land of terror?"
Idaho revealed his surprise in the quick look toward On and the sudden return of his gaze to Leto.
"The Bar Belama," Leto said. "It has been concealed under a carpet of plants for more than 3,000 years. Of all who live on Arrakis today, only the two of us ever saw the desert original."
Idaho looked toward An.
"Where is the shield wall?" he asked.
"Muad'Dib's gap is right there, right where we built the city."
"That line of little hills, that was the shield wall? What happened to it?"
"You are standing on it."
Idaho looked up at Leto, then down to the roadway and all around.
"Lord, shall we proceed?" Mineo asked.
"Mineo, with that clock ticking in his breast, is the goad to duty," Leto thought.
There were important visitors to see and other vital matters. Time pressed him, and he did not like it when his god-emperor talked about old times with the Duncans. Leto was suddenly aware that he had paused here far longer than ever before. The courtiers and guards were cold after their run in the morning air. Some had chosen their clothing more for show than protection.
"Then again," Leto thought, "perhaps show is a form of protection."
"There were dunes," Idaho said.
"Stretching for thousands of kilometers," Leto agreed.
Mineo's thoughts churned.